वानेर भवति भारत। अद्युतानं मधर्मशं तदात्मानं सृजाम्यहम्। परित्राणाय साधुना विनाशाय च दुष्कृता। धर्म संस्थापना शंभवामि। हरेर नाम हरेर नाम हरेर नामैव केवलम्। कलौ नास्तेव 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 गतिरन्यथा। कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे।
हरे कृष्ण डियर डिवोटीज, वेलकम टू आवर वीकली कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस प्रोग्राम। And once again, I would like to invite all the listeners to the Hare Krishna Temple, which is at 1229 Coatesville Riverhead Highway and or Highway 28. Every Sundays, we hold a special program starting at 11:30 with bhajans and kirtans, followed by aarti of their lordships at 12:30. And then we have a discourse on Krishna consciousness philosophies by different speakers, followed by Guru Puja of our founder Acharya's Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And then we finish the day's program with the Vegetarian Feast at 2:30. Please come along, join us, and find out for yourself what is Krishna consciousness all about. And today is a very special day. We'll be celebrating Gopashtami, the day when Nanda Baba appointed Krishna as the cowherd boy. And also, tomorrow is Ekadasi, and this is the final week of Kartik, or the Damodar month. It finishes on Friday. So if you have not been observing Kartik, please, this is the final opportunity for the year. Take this opportunity and bless yourselves and your families. I'll continue with the King Kulshekhar's Mukunda Mala Stotra. King Kulshekhar has offered four activities that consume all our time, that should consume all our time without distraction. They are offering obeisance to the Lord, worshipping Him, chanting His holy names, and thinking of the conclusive truths concerning Him. These practices are included in the ninefold process of devotional service that Prahlad Maharaj describes in the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, canto 7, chapter 5, text 23. So whether one performs the activities King Kulshekhar mentions here, or aids the ones Prahlad Maharaj recommends praying, worshipping the deities, becoming the Lord's friends, and so on. One can move from one activity to another, from one thought to another, and yet stay within the internal spiritual energy of Lord Narayan. Such a fully Krishna-conscious devotee will transfer at the time of death to the spiritual world, where he will render further services in the blissful company of the Lord and his intimate associates. Text 28 and 29, King Kulshekar writes, Sri Nath Narayana Vasudeva Sri Krishna Bhakta Priya Chakrapane Sri Padmanabhaya Chita Ketavhare Sri Ram Padmaksha Hare Murare Ananta Vaikuntha Mukunda Krishna Govinda Damodara Madhaveti Vaktam Samarto Apina Vakti Kanchita Aho Jananam Vesanam Bhimukhyam. The translation: O Sri Nath Narayan Vasudev, Divine Krishna, O kind friend of your devotees, O Chakrapani Padmanab, Achyutte, Ketabhari, Ram, Padmaksha, Hari, Murari, O Ananta, Vaikuntanath, Mukunda, Krishna, Govinda, Damodar, Madhava, although all people can address you, still they remain silent. Just see how eager they are for their own purpose. The Supreme Personality of God manifests innumerable, inconceivable qualities. And to remember and glorify these qualities, his devotees address him by innumerable names. The names themselves are fully invested with the power of the Lord. As Lord Chaitanya states in his Sikshatma, second Siksham, Nam Namakari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shakti Tatrapita Niyamita Simre Nana Kal. O my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, in your holy name there is all good fortune for the living entity. And therefore you have many names such as Krishna and Govinda, by which you expand yourself. You have invested all your potencies in those names, and there are no hard and fast rules for chanting them. Sri Yamunacharya, who appeared in the same sampradaya as King Kulshekar, composed a verse lamenting that although the Lord is fully accessible by his many names and qualities, the non-devotees do not approach him, and thus they bring about their own destruction. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text 15, Lord Krishna summarizes the types of persons who do not surrender to him. Namam duskritano mura prapadyante naradhama maya prita jnana asuram bhavam ashrita. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, who are the lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion and who partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender to me. As His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada traveled worldwide, spreading the Krishna consciousness movement, he noted that most people could not understand the simplest rudiments of transcendental knowledge. The first lesson of spiritual knowledge is that the self is not the body but rather the soul, and that therefore the soul is the truly important thing. But in Western countries, even among the scholarly elite, people do not understand the nature of the soul, and therefore they fail to understand the real mission of human life. Understanding God, one who cannot understand the soul cannot understand God. For the soul is a minute particle of God, and failing to understand the particle, one fails to understand the whole. Instead of even trying to understand the spirit soul, most people ignore it, or even worse, deny its existence entirely. And godless scientists encourage the people in its existence entirely. And godless scientists encourage the people in their ignorance by propounding the theory that life arises from material. Srila Prabhupada declared this atheist theory. Srila Prabhupada decried this atheist theory and exposed the fact that in the West we're living in a fool's paradise. King Kulshekhar knows that we ignore God and His many names and activities at our own peril. This peril is not only individual but collective. Materialists try to live in a technological paradise, but the paradise is lost when war breaks out or other calamities strike. Although Srila Prabhupada noted that fools become angry when called fools, he never hesitated to boldly criticize the foolish materialist in his books and lectures. But he didn't simply criticize. He offered the teachings and the example that can bring relief to the whole world. He taught the members of his International Society for Krishna Consciousness to live in a way that leaves ample time for spiritual advancement. The society is meant to be an example for the whole world, a community whose members have reduced their problems and are simply interested living in a God-centered life. Though the four kinds of unsurrendered persons Krishna mentions in Bhagavad Gita are not interested in surrendering to Him, the devotees continue their efforts, satisfied to set the example their spiritual master has requested and to bring conditioned souls wherever possible. Text 30. Bhakta paya bhujanga garuda manish trilokaya rakshamanir gopi lochana lochana chatakam budhamani sundariye mudramani yakantamani rukamani dhana kuch Dvandavika bhav bhushamani Sriyo devasikha Manera desatu Nagopala churamani. Translation: He is the jewel riding on the back of Garuda, who carries away the Lord's devotees on his wings. He is the magic jewel protecting the three worlds, the jewel like cloud attracting the Katak Veda's weird eyes of the gopis and the jewel among all who gesture gracefully. He is the only jeweled ornament on the ample breast of Queen Rukmani, who is herself the jewel of beloved consorts. May that crown jewel of all gods, the best of the cowherds, grant us the supreme benedictions. In this verse, King Kulshekhara gives us a glimpse of Lord Krishna in some of his various leelas. In each example, the Lord is described as money, a jewel. Like a jewel, he is self-effulgent, very beautiful, and highly valuable. Without a jewel, a ring setting looks empty. And so, without Krishna, Garuda would have no extraordinary importance, although he is a large and powerful being. Without Krishna, the gopis' eyes would have no place to rest and nothing to see, just as a chatak bed remains restless until it sees a rain-bearing and life-giving cloud. As Lord Chaitanya says in the mood of a gopi, the whole world appears vacant without you. In the absence of Krishna, the gods would be without their crest jewel, and their own values would fall away. Thus, Lord Krishna is the absolutely essential figure in his own lila, in the spiritual world, as well as in all the operations of the material world. As he states in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text 7. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung on a thread. When a soul misuses his free will, he tries to become the center of existence and thinks he can do without Krishna. This mistake is illustrated in the story of Satrajit, who once possessed a wondrous jewel called Samantaka, which he wore in a locket around his neck. When Satrajit entered Dwarka, Krishna asked him to deliver the jewel to the king Ugrasen, but instead Satrajit installed the jewel in a temple, worshipped it, and gained 170 pounds of gold daily. Because of his claim that the jewel did not belong to Krishna, King Satrajit and his family suffered in many ways. The king found peace only when he realized that the Samantaka should be given to the supreme jewel, Lord Krishna. And so he gave both the jewel and his daughter Satyabhama to the Lord. Text 31. Sastru chedeka mantram sakalam upanishad vika via vakshe sampuje mantram samsaro chede mantram samuchita tamsa sanga nirayana manan mantram Sarvai Sriyaka Mantram Vayosana Bhujanga Sandhasta Sastrana Mantram Jive Shri Krishna Mantram Japa Japa Satatam Janma Sa Safalayam Mantram. O tongue, please constantly chant the mantra composed of Sri Krishna's names. This is the only mantra for destroying all enemies, the mantra worshipped by every word of the Upanishads, the mantra that uproots samsara, the mantra that drives away all darkness of ignorance, the mantra for attaining infinite opulence, the mantra for curing those bitten by the poisonous snake of worldly distress, and the mantra for making one's birth in this world successful. And what is that mantra? The mantra composed of Sri Krishna's names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. A mantra is a sound vibration that delivers the mind from illusion. When a person chants a mantra consisting of the Lord's name, his mind is freed of distress and he comes to the state of transcendental peace in God consciousness. Of all such mantras, however, the one King Kulshekha recommends is a Krishna mantra. In other words, one composed of Krishna's names. One of these is the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, which Lord Chaitanya chanted and which the Upanishads proclaimed the best mantra for Kali Yuga. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Iti Sodashakam Nam, Nam Kali Kalmasanasanam, Natap Parantrayo Paya Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate. These 16 names composed of 32 syllables are the only means of counteracting the evil effects of the Kali Yuga. After searching through all the Vedic literature, one cannot find a method of religion for this age so sublime as the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. It is Kali Santaran Upanishad. King Kulshekhar declares that the Krishna mantra destroys one's enemies. We find one confirmation of this in the story of Ajamil, who chanted the name Narayan and was protected from the agents of death. Elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam states, Apanna Ampanna Samsrityam Grohgoram Yananam Vivasugraham Tata Sadhyaho Vimuchyate Yad Vibhayati Swayam Bhavayan. Living beings who are entangled in the complicated meshes of birth and death can be freed immediately by even unconsciously chanting the holy name of Krishna, which is feared by fear personified. Bhagavad Gita, Canto 1, Chapter 1, Text 40. Also chanting the holy name of Krishna destroys the six mental enemies: lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and envy. Next, Kulshekhar says that the Krishna mantra is worshipped throughout the Upanishads. For the most part, the Upanishads describe the personal form of the Lord indirectly, yet they always point toward Krishna. Srila Rup Goswami reveals this inner meaning of Upanishads in his Namastakam 1. Nikhila Sruti Mauli Ratanamala Duyati Nirajata Pada Pankajanta. Ai Mukta Kulaire Upahasyamanam Puri Tattvam Harinam Samsrayami. O Harinam, the tips of the toes of your lotus feet are constantly being worshipped by the glowing radiance emanating from the string of gems known as the Upanishads, the crown jewels of all the Vedas. You are eternally adored by liberated souls such as Narad and Sugadev. O Harinam, I take complete shelter of you. The Krishna mantra also uproots samsara. Lord Chaitanya confirms this in his Sikshatman, where he states, Bhav Mahabdhava Agni Nirvapanam. The congregation chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra extinguishes the blazing fire of repeated birth and death. The Krishna mantra is also most effective for driving away the darkness of ignorance. As Lord Chaitanya says in the same verse, Vidya Vadu Jivanam, chanting Hare Krishna is the life and soul of transcendental knowledge. Also, the second verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita compares Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, the foremost propagators of the chanting of Krishna's names, to the sun and moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Gauda, Bengal, to dissipate the darkness of ignorance and thus wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. Elaborating on these points, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj informs us that the material sun and moon are able to dissipate the darkness of the external world, but these two brothers, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, dissipate the darkness of the inner core of the heart and thus help one to meet the two kinds of Bhagavatas, persons or things related to the Supreme Personality of God, as Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, Chapter 1, Text 98. King Kulshekhar glorifies the Krishna's mantra as the bestower of infinite opulences. The most valuable thing, even more valuable than the Chintamani stone of this world, is love of Godhead. Simply chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without offenses vanquishes all sinful activities. Thus pure devotional service, which is the cause of love of Godhead, becomes manifested. King Kulshekhar also praises the Krishna mantra as a type of medicine that relieves the sufferings of those who have been bitten by the snake of material desires. In Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur's song, Arunodaya Kirtan, Lord Chaitanya says to the people of the world, I have brought the medicine for destroying the illusion of Maya. Now pray for his Harinam, pray for this Harinam Mahamantra and take it. So we'll stop there for today. And please remember to come to the temple to have darshan of the Lord in his gopa vesh, in gopa full form, a cowhead boy. And also tomorrow is Ekadasi. Ekadasi is very dear to Lord Krishna. On Ekadasi we refrain ourselves from grains. If you can, you can fast, do a complete fast, or at least the least you can do on Ekadasi is not to take grains, rice, dals, rotis, chapatis, beans, anything in grain form. And this is the final week, or last week of this year of Kartik, or the Mother Month. Remember, the Mother Month is very dear to Lord Krishna and his devotees. In this month, any devotional service done brings us thousands of times benefits of that we normally can get. The very simple thing is to offer ghee-lamb to Lord Krishna. If you don't have the deity form, just offer ghee-lamb to Lord Krishna's photo. Or if better still, if you can have the Damodar form of the Lord, where Mother Yashoda is trying to tie him up. Or just simply come to the temple. If you come today at lunchtime, you will get the opportunity. Or every evening, morning and evening, till Friday evening, you get the opportunity to offer ghee-lambs to Lord Krishna. Now let's have some kirtan. Hare Krishna.
Krishna Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna 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 Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare